Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Definitely a lot for everybody here on Radio Islam International. And it is time for our tech show with Brother Faisal Patel. Brother Faisal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to you, Sister Anita, and to the listeners of Radio Islam International.
All right, our tech slot today, I see we've got a jam-packed menu, and we begin with Huawei to launch the first ever Wi-Fi 6 Plus router called the Wi-Fi AX3.
Very exciting, Sister Anita. They are expected to launch this first ever Wi-Fi 6 router, as you mentioned, the AX3, which offers users faster speed, larger capacity, lower latency, and less power consumption. I want to give listeners an idea that you may have Wi-Fi, or you may have a SIM card, or you may have fiber. If the router is not suited or not fast enough, it won't give you the speeds that you actually got when you applied for your fiber or you got your SIM card or whatever network provider you are with. So what is Wi-Fi 6 Plus? Basically, it's a new generation of Wi-Fi standard, and it's supported by 5G. So Huawei has become the first major contributor to the Wi-Fi 6 Plus standard and has also introduced many advanced 5G technologies into the Wi-Fi 6 Plus. So let me give you some advantages of the Wi-Fi 6 Plus. It is 3 times faster. It supports a frequency bandwidth up to 160 MHz. It has 4 times more capacity. Multi-user technology allows multiple devices to share the spectrum. It has 2/3 lower latency, so there's interference is avoided. There's no interference, right? And it uses 30% less power. Its on-demand wake-up functionality reduces power consumption. That's what we need. So it also boasts 2 independent signal amplifiers delivering better signals for all devices, even if they are not equipped with Wi-Fi 6. So very, very exciting. And then speaking of security, I think we need to be very, very worried about it, considering the number of hackings and everything that's going on in South Africa and across the world. The Huawei Home Security on the AX3 ensures that you are protected against brute force crackings, and it automatically identifies Wi-Fi cracking apps. So that's very important. But my suggestion, and I've spoken about it on the show before, is good to have a VPN. So that's something that the listeners can look forward to as well. I use Nord, N-O-R-D VPN. Absolutely brilliant. Recommended by a great YouTuber. You can check out his channel, Casey Neistat, a very, very good friend of mine. So I'm very happy with it, but you can also check out the VPN. It's very, very important, especially when you're using public Wi-Fi. So the Huawei AX3 Duoco will be available from the 1st of December, which is this coming week, internationally, in 2021 in South Africa at a price of about 1,500 rand at the Huawei online store. So if you do have Wi-Fi at home, and if you have a SIM card or you've got a fiber, then maybe this is something that you can look forward to as well. But just check if it is compatible or not, because it's no sense having the fast speeds, but that speeds are not being translated or can not be picked up by your phone if you've got a router that's not adequate enough as well. So, and then also there's a special on this. If you purchase this particular Huawei AX3 from the 1st to the 6th of December, you'll receive an additional 200 Huawei online store voucher. So I think it's quite exciting. We're moving faster speed as far as internet is concerned. And it's very exciting times, Sister Lisa.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then we're moving on to the FNB app, which is now available in the Huawei app gallery.
A lot of people are apprehensive about the Huawei devices, considering what's happening between, well, let's say the outgoing president of the United States, Donald Trump, and China. So exciting times, perhaps Joe Biden, the president-elect, will rekindle that relationship with China. But a lot of people have asked me, and I've actually got it on Instagram as well, when people were asking me about the Huawei phones and what phone they must buy. But they were very worried is that the app that they have on the current Android device or the current Huawei device, if they haven't updated the software, is whether these apps will be available on the Huawei phone. So remember that Huawei has got the Huawei app gallery, and FNB has become the latest entrant to that. So they announced that the FNB app, if you bank with FNB, is now available on the Huawei mobile services store. And the app gallery, which was launched in 2018, Sister Nisa, has over 400 million active monthly users worldwide. So it's not a small little app gallery. It's massive. And commercial partnerships, as well as partnerships with app developers, have been a key focus for each market that Huawei has a presence in. Last year, they actually invited me. I went to Cape Town, where they had app developers, and I'm telling you, they got such wonderful apps in the pipeline. It's very exciting time. There's no need to be apprehensive about not having apps on your phone, because Huawei is continuously developing all the time. So the head of the digital banking at FNB, GSP Virgilito, says the institution has major focus on customer centricity and the move to avail the banking app on more platforms. And Huawei has now become one of them. And then the president at Huawei Consumer Business Group for Southern Africa, Lee Kun Zhao, he said they've been working hard over the past year to ensure that customers get all the apps they need. I think they're doing a great effort, considering politically what's happening. And then the Huawei App Gallery, just some important information, features applications across 18 categories, including news, social media, entertainment, and uses advanced security features to protect users' data and privacy. So for those who've got Huawei phones, don't stress, I'm telling you. I mean, it's just amazing what they've done. And also, Sister Nisa, it creates competition. You know, you've got the Google Play Store, you've got the iOS App Store, and now you've got the Huawei App Gallery. So there's more competition, and there'll be more enticing to developers to bring their apps to these platforms.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then we're moving on to Samsung, which retains its position as South Africa's favorite electronic brand.
I don't think there's any surprise to that. I mean, after over a decade of success in the Sunny Times Top Brands Award, I always look forward to that because you see what emerges, you know, from different categories.
Yes.
So in the Sunny Times Top Brands Award, Samsung has continued to cement its position in the hearts and minds of South Africans, and it's been named as South Africa's favorite electronic brand. Now, this year, Samsung was also recognized among the most popular cell phone and large kitchen appliance brands. So that's your fridges and a whole lot of other stuff that you buy for the kitchen. For those that don't know, the Sunny Times Top Brand Ranking has been awarded South Africa's most recognized brands over the past 2 decades. And if you haven't seen this, go Google it and check it out. Some of the brands that came out, absolutely amazing. But remember that due to COVID-19 in 2020, Sunny Times research partners, Kenta, were not able to go out into the field and speak to people and get the usual research that they normally do. Therefore, they decided to understand the current brand landscape and celebrate the success of brands within their categories over the last decade. So if you take that into account, and if you go into Google and see which are the top brands, you will understand that the people that actually won has been top brands over the last decade, and Samsung is one of them. So Cambridge Mokonyane, Samsung South Africa's chief marketing officer, says the company's success stems from listening to the needs of South Africans and design products that make life infinitely better. And one of those products which I'm testing at the moment, the Samsung Galaxy S20 SE, which is the fan edition. They took all the things the fans wanted and put it basically in one device. So I'll have a review of that phone on my YouTube channel soon. The listeners can look forward to it as well. And then just to conclude on the story, the Sunny Times Top Brands Awards were announced on the 8th of November. I know it's been a while, but go check out, and maybe one of the brands that you use, or maybe you want to buy a TV, or you want to buy something, or, you know, you've got other options, appliances, whatever it is, go check out the top brands and buy a brand that is renowned, you know, that for the last decade they've really dominated their sort of categories in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then we're moving on to Tesla and Elon Musk, tease with the release of a self-driving software in 2 weeks.
You know, Sister Lisa, after meeting you this week during the workshop, and we were talking about going to Durban, but the drive of 6 hours, I can't even say, I would rather fly. So if that's the case, and if it's flying is too expensive, because we wrote a story a few weeks back about how expensive it is to fly, and it's cheaper to hire a car, but can we not hire a car that is self-driving? And this is what Elon Musk is enticing, you know, a lot of people in the U.S. and obviously across the world as well. And imagine the system, Lisa. You know, I'm coming to Durban, I'm coming to Radio Islam Studios there. All I do is pack the bags in the car and sell the car. You know what? Punch in this code in Overport, I'm going to Radio Islam Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Have your supper in the car and take a snooze, and the next time when you wake up, possibly in Durban. That is what, in a nutshell, what Elon Musk wants to do. He wants to make the car completely autonomous. They are now closer to that futuristic world system. It's our self-driving cars. As Tesla looks to expanding the test of the driving software, the software is currently there at the moment, but they can't do it because they haven't been fully endorsed yet. So in October, they released the beta. Beta is the test version of what is called a full self-driving software. And this is an upgrade to an undisclosed number of experts, which are called careful drivers, you know, people that ensure that everything is working correctly. So the test involves a fleet of vehicles with expert careful drivers still at the helm. So while they're testing it, there's still drivers in the car to take over if there are computer glitches. The last thing you need is an accident on a highway.
Yes.
And then Reuters reports that South African-born, remember that Elon Musk is from South Africa, he's now become, I think, the second richest person in the world after Jeff Bezos from Amazon. So a South African-born now is the second richest person in the world. Just some information I wanted to share with the listeners. Will probably be a wider rollout. They say that there will be probably be a wider rollout of the new full self-driving software update in about 2 weeks. Now, unfortunately, we don't have Teslas in South Africa, and that's a bit disappointing, and I tweeted him a number of times about when will we get, but I don't know if we have the infrastructure, and it might be very, very expensive. And then earlier, Elon Musk said that it was planned that the latest upgrade would be widely released by the end of this year, with the system becoming more robust as it collects more data. So imagine the self-driving car system. I mean, that's amazing, isn't it? It will just make the whole thing or the whole aspect of a tedious journey more relaxing because you can get sleep. Like you in a plane and you can just sleep. And you know, now and then a stewardess comes to ask you whether you want chicken or beef. But in this case, it will be your wife asking you if you want samosas or you want pies.
Well, I know why we don't have Tesla in South Africa just yet.
And why is this?
Because we have too many potholes, Faisal.
Yeah, we do. But you must remember, these Tesla cars, I mean, if you've seen some of the videos, I mean, check it out. They've got this whole collision control. They can
yes.
see cars in front of you. I mean, it is just absolutely amazing. And I watch these videos all the time. My friend Casey Neistat, he's got a Tesla, and I've asked him so many questions about it. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. I hope we get it in this country soon.
Well, I'm sure we will, but for the moment, I think until potholes are fixed, and no one's going to bring the Tesla to South Africa unless he's parking it off in his garage. So let's look at the next one, and that's television, a symbol of communication and globalization that educates, informs, and entertains. What's happening with television? I know it's been around for just over 50-odd years now.
I don't know if you know, Sister Yusha, but South Africa was one of the last countries in the world to actually get TV.
Yes.
I mean, many people are aware that because the former prime minister of the country before, you know, freedom in our country, didn't want South Africans to be influenced with what they see on TV. So I think it's a bit too late for that because we, more or less, so all of us are sometimes influenced by what we see, especially the TVs, so we need to limit it. But I just want to stress on this as well, is that TV is as good or as bad as the person watching what is on TV. You know, a renowned Islamic scholar once said that if you take a gun and put it in the hand of a criminal, he's going to commit crime. If you take the gun in the hand of a police officer, he's going to uphold the law. TV, in the same way, it can be a means to educate, right? But it can also be as a means to commit sin. And not using this medium because people need to resonate. And this has become more prevalent, especially during the lockdown. Remember, we were stuck at home. And what did people do? Some were working, some were relaxing, but others were tuned to the news channels. Some were tuned to the Islamic channel, getting more information. So, like I said, it can be as good or as bad as the person who is watching it. I don't want to spend too much on this. They can read the story on my website. But I just want to go through some of the facts of TV. Did you know that there are 1.6 billion households with a TV worldwide? That is absolutely amazing. Did you know that the amount spent on TV advertising last year globally was a whopping $166.3 billion? There's also, do you know that there currently is 195 million Netflix subscribers? Do you know that 652 million people watched the moon landing in 1969? I mean, another, I love NASA, I love, you know, SpaceX and many others. But these are important facts. And then did you know that 2 billion people watched Princess Diana's funeral on the television in 1997? So some of
the family that TV
has actually brought. And then a person from the company called Skyworth, his name is Japan from Skyworth, he says that TV touches countless viewers around the world. Millions entertaining, inspiring, and informative stories just waiting to be discovered. I don't know about you, Sister Nisa, but I love the Discovery Channel, how it's made, how it works.
Yes.
You learn so much. And even my children have learned so much when they watch like how a chocolate is made or a sweet is made or a toy is made. And they relate this because it helped them in school also. And then also maybe to prepare speeches, you know, like how we used to do in school to prepare speeches.
Yeah, so we had to go to the library.
Yeah, so this can be a form of, you know, encyclopedic knowledge that the children can gain as well. It's also been found that on average people watch about 3.5 hours TV a day, whether it's news, sports, concerts, series or movies, we turn to television and entertain. And what I'm saying is there's good and harm in everything, but we must look at the good in this case because it's a means to educate. So I hope, I mean, if you want to read that story, you can go to my website at shreyapatel.com and, you know, share your thoughts and comments. Let me know what you think.
Mm-hmm. All right. And now we're looking at App of the Week, which is Bolt, and it boosts its e-hailing safety with passenger SOS button.
Yeah, I would combine the two that we got, Sister Nisa.
The Vodacom one as well, yes.
E-hailing safety with passenger SOS button, and the Vodacom launches Bright Sky app to fight scourge of gender-based violence. We know that we are currently in the 16 days of activism. I did write a story yesterday, it's on our Radio Islam's website, about a 47-year-old man raping a 14-year-old girl. Absolutely tragic. These are some of the stories that come out. And, you know, President Cyril Ramaphosa said that GBV is the second pandemic facing our country. So basically, if you use the Bolt e-hailing service, they've now boosted their focus on safety by introducing an emergency response button for passengers. So if you've got a Bolt app, check it out. The button located within the Bolt app safety toolkit enables passengers to connect quickly and easily 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to private armed response teams, private emergency medical services and roadside assistance if they are involved in a medical or security emergency while on a Bolt ride. Now imagine, Sister Nisa, you know, you take a Bolt and you're coming to Johannesburg to Radio Islam, and somewhere along the line this person is a dubious character or he loses his marbles. How do you get help if he locks all the doors and that kind of stuff? So you can use your phone to actually contact Bolt and then they will assist in that manner. So Gareth Taylor, the country manager for Bolt in South Africa, says the feature plays an important role during an emergency. And just to quote him, he says, if a Bolt passenger feels unsafe or if they are involved in an accident or any other emergency incident while on a ride, they can activate the Namola-linked SOS button in the safety toolkit on their Bolt app. They're actually working with Namola. It's also a safety app. It guarantees a callback within 90 seconds. They establish the nature of the incident, send the appropriate response services to the passenger's location immediately, and help passengers stay calm and safe while they're on the road. So I think very, very important. So check out that article. It's on Radio Islam's website, radioislam.co.za. And then finally, the Vodacom has launched the Bright Sky app to fight scourge of gender-based violence. I think very, very important. It's a dedicated app just for this. So we know the country is going through the 16 days of activism. I did mention this. And Vodacom has launched this app. It's designed to aid in the fight against the scourge of GBV. The launch of this Bright Sky app coincides with the United Nations 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. And then this year's campaign, this is very important because people need to understand the theme. This year's campaign takes place under the UN 2020 global theme, Orange the World Fund Respond, Prevent, Collect. So Takalani Nchenze, External Director for Vodacom South Africa, says that Bright Sky is part of the company's vision to use core capability technology to respond to some of the societal challenges plaguing our society in this millennium, and GBV is one of them. So the Bright Sky app system, for those that are interested, is free to download. It doesn't cost you a cent on both iOS and Android on the App Store and Google Play Store. It's available in three official languages: English, isiZulu, and Sesotho. And I've included, you know, on the Radio Islam article, I've included the links to the different app stores. So you just have to go to the article and click on that link, the hyperlink, it will take you to the app store. It also provides support and information for anyone who may be in an abusive relationship or for those concerned about someone they know. And sometimes the person being abused can't speak out, but somebody or their friend may know. You can use this to contact the authorities as well. The app does not share anyone's personal details and ensures the complete privacy of users. So you don't have to worry about anything. It's completely anonymous. The second phase of the Bright Sky app will introduce certain features via the new SSD platform to cater for people without smart devices. At the moment, you need a smart devices. But if you don't have a smart device, you can type in like #123*, you know, those old codes.
USSD, kind of.
That is basically what it is. And then Vodacom will also zero rate the app so that users do not incur any data cost when using it. I think absolutely amazing, very important for those, especially when, you know, we're going through the scourge of GBV.
Absolutely. Brother Faisal, Jazakallah Khair for all of the wonderful information you've just sent or given to us, and I'm sure that it will be of value to many people listening out there. And we'll speak to you again next week, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakallah, Sister Nisa. Remember, the listeners can, via Twitter, at FaisalPatel143, on Facebook.com, Faisal Patel. I have my own YouTube channel where I do a lot of the reviews. I'm currently busy with the Oppo A72 and the Samsung Galaxy S20 FE, so look out for that one. You can subscribe to my channel. I need your support. Please, it's Faisal Patel. And then if you still want to mail me at Radio Islam for any questions, some people even Instagram me on FaisalPatel143. Jazakallah to all the people that send me questions. They want to remain anonymous, so I can't mention their names. But my email at Radio Islam, Faisal at radioislam.co.za, and inshallah, we will try to assist you wherever you can, whatever tech-related query you may have, inshallah.
Inshallah. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.